Hello, and welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice from Lourdes, France. You can hear the bells ringing in the background today. As we begin our practice today in the Gospel of Mark, we're in chapter 13 with verses 3 through 9. When Jesus was in Bethany reclining in table in the house of Simon the leper, a woman came with an alabaster jar of perfumed oil, costly genuine spikenard. She broke the alabaster jar and poured it on his head. There were some who were indignant. Why has there been this waste of perfumed oil? It could have been sold for more than 300 days' wages and the money given to the poor. They were infuriated with her. Jesus said, "Let her alone. Why do you make trouble for her? She has done a good thing for me. The poor will always have you, and you, whenever you wish, you can do good to them. But you will not always have me. She has done what she could. She has anticipated anointing my body for burial. Amen, I say to you, wherever the gospel is proclaimed to the whole world, what she has done will be told in memory of her." Jesus knew his death was imminent. He received the anointing of the perfume with grace. He called out to the hypocrites to share their disdain without giving in to their objection of waste. "The poor will always be there," he said, "to the ones present." Giving him away was soon to happen that he was getting prepared for. His death and resurrection would change the world. Your sins would be forgiven, and you weren't even born yet. Jesus calls us all to repent and be sorry for the sins of Satan's ways. I too repent often and make mistakes that seem unforgivable. But I was reminded today in Lourdes, France, that all sins are forgiven by Christ by just confessing him as your Savior and seeking forgiveness without shame. Today I sit in Lourdes, France, writing where the Blessed Mother appeared to Bernadette, an unlearned child of 14, who knew nothing of what the church had been discussing as the Immaculate Conception. Bernadette asked the lady who appeared to her what her name was and who she was. Our Lady of Lourdes stated, "I am the Immaculate Conception," words that this unlearned child would not have known, for it was discussed openly by the church, was not discussed openly by the church at the time. Let us call on our Blessed Mother to take our prayers to her son Jesus and confess he as the King of the world, honoring St. Bernadette's truth. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. "Now I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things." Prayers for my wife Toni and my mother Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with this war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. We pray for our niece Brittany, who is a mother of 4 and 33 years old, who has brain cancer, stage 4. We pray for Holy Mother Church. We pray for our Holy Mother. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6. Verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Mark's Gospel. We're in chapter 13, actually chapter 14, and we are in verses 3 through 9 today. Our title of today's poem is "Oil Perfume Wasted That Jesus Ignored." Leper's house of Simon reclining, spikenard oil perfumed from woman poured. Indignant were some there shining. Oil perfume wasted that Jesus ignored. Day's wages of 300 could have been sold. Poor given the money implored. Infuriated at her, all them had told. Alone leave her, Jesus said, restored. Always have the poor. Me not so, grasping at his core. done has she what all have in store, burial body mine, anointed for sure. You, I say, amen configured, proclaiming the gospel wherever world grown, her memory of her deed remembered, greetings of grace, her memory known. Hi, I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's November 5th, 2022. I'm recording today at 1:05 a.m., or actually p.m. Eastern Standard. Nope, I'm in Spain time on p.m., and I'm recording next to, your name is?
Amuleta.
And a beautiful person who's been sitting from Spain. She's sitting here enjoying my podcast with me today as I record right in front of the Lord's Grotto here in France. An amazing opportunity to share the Word of God in all things. And it has been such a grace to know that people come and see this with me and understand that we are opportunistic in sharing the Word of God. May the Lord bless each and every one of us as we continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, who's sitting over by my side about 30 yards away, we say, God bless you. I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. As we close today at 7:11 and say, oh, thank heavens for 7:11 in universal utterance. May God continue to give us His grace, and may the Mother of God give you her grace and share her beauty with you in all things. In Jesus' name we pray. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Have an awesome day in the Lord. May God continue to bless each and every one of you. As I give a shout out to our good friends John and Marie, God bless you too, and we'll see you next week. Peace be with us all. We close in the name of Jesus. 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 Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you.
Muy bonito, eh?
Ah, gracias.